Okay.
طب خاسمة بيس ولانت جمارة last time about if somebody has a Balchoyim and he had sold one of his fields to someone else and the Balchoyim is now coming to that someone else will call him Shimon and saying give me this field. There's a discussion whether the Reuven who owed the money can make a fuss and come part of this court case. Can he go out to the Balfame and say, no, I paid up, or it's a forged document, or something like that? That's what Rashi said. That the Balfame can go and say, he's got tvia, lema peratiho, I paid up. So lucky is if you pay, if you say you paid up, then the Baal Choyv has to make a shvur. Now not every person can come along and just make the person make a shvur. So says Rashi, says the Gemara, the Reuven is considered part of the court case here. Why? Because he'll say that if I don't say Pratich, and if you do take this field away from Shimon, I'm going to have to pay up. Then I'm going to have to pay up. So it's very negated to me, this Shaila. So I am part of this court case. That's if he has a chayis. If he doesn't have a chayis, then the chori would have thought that he can't. But since he doesn't have a chayis, so Shimon won't be able to go back to Reuven to ask for money. So what's he going to do with Reuven in this dintoya? But says the Gemara, no, it could not be even without Christ. Why? Because Reuven can say that if permit you take away the field away from Shimon, Shimon would always have Titus on me, I have Torimus. And I don't want these Torimus. That's what the Gemara said on Ahmed Bis. We've got Tesis to see. Dina hu da'ozo Reuven veko mishtoi dina ba'alev. This long Tesis on Ches Ahmed Bis. Fenktoises, Rashi said he could say Piratipo. Fenktoises, Vimtoima, my nafkemine. What's a nafkemine, whether Reuven comes or doesn't come? Or call ma, she yochel Reuven, litoin, tanina lini shimin. Whatever Reuven could claim, we ourselves claim that for Shimon. Ditonina lele lekeach. There's a rule that we are toin for lekeach. That means if somebody buys something and he doesn't know what he can claim, we ourselves, the basin, step in and make those claims that any person should have claimed. So for instance, if somebody took a loan and someone comes with a shtar saying you owe me money, and he doesn't say Piratichon, he doesn't say I paid up, then we won't say it for him. If he doesn't say Piratichon, there's a document saying he owes you money, so we don't say it for him. But if he sold the land to someone else, and had Shimon claimed, well, maybe he paid up, then he wouldn't have to pay. He wouldn't have to give up his land. Adrabe, be the Baal Choyv has to prove that it was not paid, he has to take a shvur. So if Shimon doesn't know that he can claim that, we would claim that for Shimon, right? Because he is the lekeach. So we would claim Tanino. Or similarly, if a Malva comes to the Yisraelim and says, look, your father owed money. Let me take his field. And the Yisraelim don't know anything. We will say, on behalf of the Yisraelim, hang on, maybe the father paid him. So Tanina le Kerf and the Yisraelim. Bein Perua, both the Taina of Perua. Bein Mezuyim. Well, so the time, maybe the shtar is a forgery. Just like the loiva could have claimed these two things. Could have said it paid up, could have said it mezuyif. And then it would have been the malva's job to disprove that, either by shvur or by bringing edim. So too, we would say that for the lekeach. So we're asking, Tez asking Akasha, what on earth is the difference whether Reuven is a Baal Choyv or not? What can Reuven say that because he's a Baal Choyv, he'll make an afkumina? And if he's not a Baal Choyv, then he would, if he's not part of the Baal Din, what can Reuven say that because he's a Baal Din, we allow him to say it? And if he wouldn't be a part of the Baal Din, then we wouldn't allow him to say it, and Shimon would therefore lose his land. What would it be? We'd say that anyway. Mizuyev, we'd say anyway, we don't need Reuven. So what is enough Gemin if Reuven is the Baldino? Yeah, right, can we hear the question?
Yeah.
Right.
It should be able to say Reuven would be able to have that much credibility because he's not noble about what he said.
All he has to say is it could be it's paid. And there'll be the same effect.
Oh, it could be, even though
if Shimon would say perhaps it was paid, it would have the same nafkamina as if Reuven would say I definitely paid.
Oh, was it?
Yes, I have to make sure.
So even when it's not ordered, it's only there Shimon.
If the chaos says it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
Shimon tempers $10.
That's all.
So it's just not to shift the burden.
All we need to say is that perhaps it was paid, and therefore I don't need to pay.
Okay. So you don't need Reuven.
Right, that's because of Tosis. Yeah. Says Tosis that Bain Perua Bain Mizuyev, Vitzriche Eide Kiyum, if he claims Mizuyev, the Malva will have to bring Eide Kiyum, the Lavochi, the Shafkas Chaim, the full barrier. Otherwise, there's no, nobody's ever got any life. What does that mean by that? Any person who buys anything ever, somebody will come up with him with a document and say, look, this land was Meshuvot. Maybe it's Mizuyev. I don't know if it's Mizuyev, I don't know or not. Never heard of you. Never heard of you. Never. I know I bought this field. If every time, if I can't say for sure it's Mizuyev, I'll lose my land. They shock his shine, the whole barrier. You haven't left life for any being, meaning no person will ever be able to be safe on his land. And a vada, we would say maybe it's Mizuyev. And if it's Mizuyev, the Balkoi will have to bring Eidei Kiyum, will have to bring Eidim to prove that it wasn't. So why do we need Reuven? That's the question. Why do we need Reuven? Now, Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara elsewhere for such a thing. The Pei get Boshut. Nami Muchach came. It's Muchach, this idea that you need to bring Eidei Kiyum, and if the Baal Pei doesn't have Eidei Kiyum, we cannot accept this star. Why? The Koma, it says there, Shchivra. A person's about to die, and he says, Mona na ploini biyodi. I have a certain amount of money that somebody left by me. Omatnu, if the Shchivra said, give it, noisin, then there's a din, you listen to the Shchivra and you give it. Lo yomatnu, if the Shchivra didn't say tnu, he just said, you should know I have this money by me, ei noisin, you don't give it. Umayki lo, the Gemara there says, we're talking about a case with the Noket Shtar, where there was a Shtar, where the Machid had a Shtar, or the Malva had a Shtar. And nevertheless, what was the din? Omatnu, if he said tnu, if the Shchivra said tnu, kaimei lishtori, he therefore substantiated this document. He says this document is valid and you should give it. Lo yomatnu, if he didn't say tnu and then he passed on, lo yikaimei lishtori, then he didn't establish the star, didn't substantiate the star. And what would be? He's passed on. He's now coming, the Baal Chaim's coming with this document to who? To the Yisayimim. And he's saying, look, your father owes me money. And there's a shtar. And they don't have to give it. Why? Because it could be some Mizuyev. Right? So you see clearly. Omatnu kaim lishtor, lo yomatnu lo yikaim lishtor, mashma, detanina nulis, Yisayimim Mizuyev. You see that we would say that maybe it was forged. Maybe it was forged, and therefore you wouldn't have to give it.
Yeah.
Well, the person who wants it will have to make it sure. The person claiming the money will have to make it sure.
Oh,
but that's it. No, if he makes it sure. So the problem is that by Yisayimim, make it sure by Yisayimim. Yeah, make sure like in our Gemara. Like in our Gemara. Gemara also doesn't say, but as she said, he'd have to make it sure. Dina, the Mishtai, Dina, about me. And we'll be on Chayiv, in the Shavu. Agma also doesn't say it. That's the din. The din is if I say Pratik or Mizuyev. and you want to take it, you have to prove it. How are you going to prove it? Either by bringing EDQ, by Mizuy, you have to bring EDQ, that what Tosi said earlier, and by Paratiyapa, you have to be sure. Yeah? Tosi did say about bringing EDQ before. Okay, so that's the first question of Tosis. Ruvain is no nafka min in the story, because if we could say Paraticha, like Rashi said, so we'd say that anyway. If we'd say Mezuyev, we would say that anyway. So what on earth? Why do we need Ruvain? What are we saying? Dino de Mishtoy, Dino Bade, Manafka mine, whether he does or doesn't open his mouth, even without him opening his mouth, about the same day. So now I'm just going to suggest a couple of other words. Mechene Noima, right now to the first word of the line is Hirachti. Mechene Noima, the Nafkamine, another Nafkamine perhaps is Eide Shobal Choyv Kuroivim Ruvein, or Choykim Neshimoy. Well, maybe that's what we mean. That if Ruvein is, yeah, you say, this is what we could say, and then we'll see why we do it. Yeah? Perhaps this is what we mean, yeah? You have to work on that. You can't work in the negative, it'll never work for you. Because the whole time you're saying don't say that, it's not gonna go in your head. We're gonna try and get it, and then we're gonna say why we can't say it. Every time you always have it. It is an easy to if you have to back to easy. Every time you say the inlayma, ignore the inlayma until you see what yes. And then we'll see why inlayma. So he's gonna say why inlayma, but that's going to have to be, I don't know. I personally can't work learning the whole time. Don't say this, but I'm trying to work out what I must say. They're all there. That's too many negatives. We're going to try and say something. Then we're going to say why we can't say it. But we're saying it. What are we saying? We're suggesting maybe if Ruben is a Baal Choy, Baal Din, you know what that means? That if the Baal Choy has Edim, or Kroivim to Ruben. So you've got here Ruben and Shimon. Ruben's one who sold it, he owes the money. Shimon's one that bought it. Is Edim saying that is that the Balchim, this carcass hit? Why is Meshuggot? Those Edim are craving to the Baldin. Let's say they're craving to Shimon. What would be the din? Are those Edim valid? No, they're craving. Now, if we make Ruben part of the Baldin, then the Edim of the Balchim would be invalid. Because once we say Ruben's also part of this court case, if these Edim are the Kroivim of Ruben, it would be invalid. So if Ruben would be out of the picture, they're not Kroivim of Shimon, so they would be valid Edim. But now that we've put Ruben in the picture, we've said Ruben, Dino with the Mishtoi, Dino Made, so Ruben's part of the, there's two defendants, and the Edim are Kroivim of one of them. So you're finished, you can't bring those Edim.
When the original star was made, did a negative, wasn't that? And then they needed Aiden. The Aiden could not have been Kroivim to one of them, or them.
Maybe they became Kroivim afterwards. A good question, I didn't think about. But yes. He just said if they're Kroivim to Ruben, so what Aidens were they when they took that? What they then? They're being made, there was a sudden loan that took place. So how could they have been Edim at the time? In the first place, could it be Edim for being Edim for somebody who they are proving to?
No, they're Edim. They're Edim, but it happened. Not that they were being just the Edim of the star. They were there in the instant.
Okay, could also be. Yeah, right. So that's the Edim that this star really happened. Was a star. It was a Muslim. Okay. Or it could have been Edim afterwards, but yeah. So that could be an Afkamina. No, that's what we're saying, Dino de Mishtoi Dina, because Ruben can come along and tell him, Pasuk, you're Edim. Your Edim are being made on me, and your Edim are craving. Maybe that's what it means. So says this is no Edim. You can't say that. Why can't you say that? Even if we wouldn't say Ruben was part of the Baal Din, just Shimon, but they can't testify against Shimon. Why? Do you talk to them in Shimon? If you would take away this field from Shimon, Also, Reuben. We'll go back to Reuben. To me, then, even if we say Reuben is not part of the Balvin, but it's Hashlachot for Reuben, and therefore the Apostle Edom. Since this Edus is not just Edus about Shimon, it's also Edus about Reuben, even if Reuben is not one of the Balvinim, they can't be made. So what's enough gemini if Reuben does come or doesn't come? Regarding Pirati, we don't need him. Regarding Mizrib, we don't need him. Regarding to say that the Edom are possible because they're craving of Reuben, we also don't need him. Because anyway, they'll be possible. Because even if we just treat Shimon as the only defendant, but what would be if they take away their land from Shimon? Shimon will go away to Reuben. So this is direct. Yeah, direct Nafgamine to Reuben, and therefore they wouldn't be Koshein. That's the third thing which we can't see. What about this one now? What about in year, Mechelim, year, Shimon, Edim, Shimon, Edim, Sfusu? What would be the opposite way around? You've got Edim that are being made that Shimon is correct. They improve him, and they are craving. Psunim lahoid afinu l'ruvim. They're possible to be made even for Reuven. Even if we say Reuven is not the Baldim, we should know that if there's any Edom supporting Shimon, finding a source for Shimon, they can't be made for Reuven. To say anything about Reuven, Reuven's land, why not? Shemamid hakarka biyodoy. Because there's a benefit for Shimon that he can now keep his cup. What would be the case? Let's say you've got Edim, Shimon's brothers, who testify that the chayv was paid off. And they're going to Reuben, from testifying to Reuben, that Reuben's chayv was paid off. They can't, even though they're not craving for Reuben. But by their testifying that Reuben's chayv was paid off, Shimon can now keep his land. So since it's a direct benefit to their craving, it can't be made. So that's what we're saying here. That so it's asking, so what's the gemini if Reuben is, or if he's considered the Baldin, even if he isn't considered the direct Baldin, Perati and Zuf, we don't need him. And whether or not he's the Baldin or not, isn't going to have enough gemini, whether the Edom are going to be kosher or not. Because anytime there's Ashachot for one of the people, you can't be Edom. Craven can't be Edom. Tosis has got some rise with this. Because the Mokach Sope Kama de Makis. Kabi Eloi Betubye. Craven de Oriv. You know what an Oriv is, right? Oriv is a guarantor. There was a Loiva, Malve, and an Oriv that guaranteed that if the Loiva doesn't pay up, he'll pay up. And they were the craving for the Oriv. And they were possible, I feel like Loiva Malve. They couldn't testify for the Loiva or the Malve. Why? Meshum, the Chiles de the Loiva. If the Loiva wouldn't have the money, also Malve Bosta Arva. The Malve will then go to the Oriv, so therefore they have a vested interest in it, and the possible. And therefore, Joseph goes back to his Kashim, to my Nafkimine. What's Nafkimine, whether or not we consider Reuven the Baldin, whether we say Dina, the Mishtoi, Dina Baldin, what's the Nafkamina? There shouldn't be any Nafkamina whatsoever. That states that it's Kash. Chaos, you understood the Ein Oimatz? The Yesh Loima, here's the Nafkamina. The Yesh Loima. The Nafkamina, the Raya Chorina. It's a Nafkamina for Raya Chorina. What does that mean? We're going to see in a second. Raya Chorina, meaning, if you go in. Shama Shimon, any Edim, but any Raya. Shimon, they go to court and they say, Sicha, have to pay. It's Karka, it's Meshubit. And he's made a Shuvah, so you can take it. Got sorted out the Parati, he sorted out the Mizuy before he did kill. So who? The Balchayv. He went to Shimon, I'm taking away your land. So we sold out the Parati, we sold out the Mizuyah before Idikir. And then Shimon says, I've got no raya, got no edim to prove, let's say, that I bought this karka before the shibud. I don't have an edim. But I could claim that this car, I bought this karka before the shibud. So you can't take my car. I've got no edim. I've got no edim. I've got no raya. So really, he'd lose it. He'd lose the karka. The achazman motzo raya or edim. After time, he found it. Oh, I found some rice. I found Eden. The lucky is it's called Raya Freno. Ain li, what's that? The Shimon ain yochel avir. Shimon cannot bring them. Any baldin that says, no, I don't have any Eden, he can't bring them afterwards. Why? Because once he said, I don't have Eden, Kim Shigit Shimon a Magin. He doesn't have Eden. Can't bring them afterwards. So he would lose the case. But Ruvain Shaloy Oma in the Edim, but Ruvain who didn't say it, he could bring them. So if Ruvain is considered Baldin, he can still bring those Edim. But Shimon, if Ruvain would not be considered Baldin, then there's only one Baldin, and that Baldin declared him based on I don't have any other Edim, he cannot bring Edim later. Even if he said, oh, I found my Edim, can't bring them. That's one nafkamin. That's nafkamin. Shimon is the about it. Do you know the mishnah there by day? You can bring it.
That means that we would learn to have a full finish and at the bar for a teacher to do it with some other grammar. We don't do finality. There's really much more.
Unless they bring Reuben to court as well and they say, no, I'm going to aid him for Kurt. They say, no, I don't have any aid him, which is finished. You do once you ask the
only once you've got moved
video, right? Yeah, okay, it's a question on my right? But he didn't, he said, I don't have any other idiom. If he said, I don't have any other idiom,
he knows how should we even
label. He didn't know, right. He doesn't have any idiom. He
can't
bring
it on that, so you can't run and say, why? He now me
another napkin, a kagancha train, the base in God, because in what would be if the Tereya, the Baal Choy, everyone can choose their court. And he said, I want to go to Beis Din HaGadol. And, or Beis Din HaGadol, not Beis Din HaGadol, Beis Din HaGadol. And Shimon Loi Motzi Mitrach K'meruvin. Shimon is unable to go there. He doesn't have, he's an older man. He can't go there. Reuven can. So again, if Shimon is the only Baldin, so the court has to be him. But if the Reuven is also, then it can go over there. And this can really go both ways, I think. It can go both if the Baal Choyv demands to go to that meeting. But also could be, what would be if Shimon and Reuven aren't happy with the meeting? And they'll say, you know, I think that's really what they're saying. We will want to go to a meeting Godly. So if it's just Shimon, he can't claim that because he can't get there. So he can't claim it. If it's Reuven, since Reuven could go there, he could claim it. I want to go to that basin goal.
Does he have to be resting on that other
boat? No, no, no. Person can choose which basin they want to go if they don't. Cool. Every base, every defendant can choose where they want to go.
Except for Kisim Malon.
Kisim Malon?
Kisim Malon, I think Malon has a very
good. Yeah. But then that doesn't really work.
I don't know
if
it's
going to be possible. I just want to check out the taste of Rosh in this second. Half a second.
I mean, we experienced both of them as well. One making the request of the decision that he wants to go to the basin and the local is fine. Oh, well, because it's over here afterwards that Reuven doesn't want to go and shouldn't go.
Reuven can go. Shmuel Shimon Loy Matamito Kma Reuven.
The one who's deciding where to go is by book.
So I was explaining slightly different to that. I'll tell you a second. One second. Yeah. He's been busy wrong. Aber bei Altrei bebeist in der Godel, aber bei Altrei bebeist in der Godel, du machst die Uwe in der Meisel, dann weiß ich, wie mach ich das? Ja, ich sage mal, mal bringen. Shit, explain that. It's okay, the Baltrei is one thing, I want to go to the Beisel in Godel, and Shem and Kahn go, but Uwe in Kahn. Meile, since Uwe is a Baldin, so he'll be able to go and have the cool case there.
For whatever reason, he just he can't go there.
Yes, yeah, Shimon can't be too long. Shimon can't, so whatever. Loi Motsi Mitzu. Unable to get there.
Unable doesn't want to.
Loi Motsi Mitzu can't. Loi Motsi Mitzu can't.
So if there wasn't a Ruvain
around, then. See, that I'm not sure. That's why I thought to explain this is a bit different. What would be if there would be no Ruvain? And he's saying I'm going to be single and Shimon can't get it, so what?
So they just do it without his absence. I'm not mistaken, it's like this now. He has to be in the same town. So in the same town, the model has a right to shoot greater go. So I don't know what it means, but maybe greater with less than.
But what do you mean by Shimon Loi Motsi Mitzu? He cannot get it, so what?
So
no, you have to have some validity in it. No,
the words are, it doesn't say you can't go. It says, don't not see the people that came over
no.
You can't go as easily as you can go.
So what's it mean?
You push it all, so you push it all over this long way, you might have to go.
Is it moving couldn't go, then what? Would have to be to, yeah. So it's just a way of easing Shimon's. I mean, Shimon could get there, it's just too much hassle for him. Yeah.
Yeah, but the basis is what I'll protect him anyway.
No, they will. They will.
Also, yes, he didn't want the basis to protect him. This is
no, but
yeah, like the son were ready to can't come. The basis will still do the last questions, they'll still protect him.
The body didn't have to be there. They have to be there. You can't just do a court case without the body. The body didn't have to be there. So the story is that the mother wants to go to a particular base then, and you're saying it's too much effort. It's possible for him to get there. It's just too much effort. And it's not possible. And it is much easier for Ruben to go. Imagine Ruben is about there, so Ruben can go on behalf of Shim. Otherwise, Shimon would have to be to
yeah. But again, it's at the same time.
Huh?
At the same time, I'm not saying the Malvin cannot request that someone goes to a different town. He has a right to decide between a town or a little bit.
Which base in your eyes?
Yeah. So,
you have to say, I think one check is actually
yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's that thesis. Next thesis. Yotzi all of us seeking. Oh, so now we've got to the new Gemara, the second half of the Gemara. Another din of Abaye. Abaye to the other din, most other din. Ruvain, what happened? Ruvain sold the field and without a price, and there was a seeking. What's a seeking? People claiming that it wasn't his to sell, it was going to. Huh? Rubemongers, yeah. So they have Adim, they're claiming that. So the din was that if he bought about Christ, that's what the Gemara started off saying, if he bought about Christ, then the person who bought it can back off and say, what can he say? I don't want to go ahead with this deal. I don't want to go ahead with this deal. Right. But if it's without Christ, too bad, you have to go ahead with the deal. Too bad. Without a price. Say, too bad, you have to go ahead with the deal. Then the Gemara said, that maybe Nikodomi, even with that price, he could say that just because Lulu Mangui is not going to make me have to lose the deal. And if you show me a star, it's taken away from you. Mela, by calling down the star, you have to go ahead with this deal. Even though you don't want it, you have to go ahead with the deal. So Tosis, top Tosis on the Aleph, V'yotzol of a Sikin. What does a Sikin mean? Says Tosis, there was a possibility, somebody might have understood a Sikin means anosim, people that snatch the land. And Tosis, that's not the Pshat. But while the Pshat is Pirush, what's the Pshat? Overim. People who are Maori are saying it's ours. Abel in the fashion Nosim, don't say it was a Nosim. Now Nosim came along and took away the land. Tim Kane, I feel about Christ, even with a Christ, Mesheir Sigbo, Amayacholasoi. Once he's done some type of Hirsik, why should he be able to be a Chosen? Yeah, the Gemara says that if it's with a chayis, even Misha Hirsik, he can be chayzik. Even after there's a Hirsik, he can be chayzik. The proper Kenyan, then you can be chayzik. The question is, what? If it was taken away from you, who is it taken away from? It's taken away from you. So therefore, it's your muzzle. And my Yacholachse, Lemele, why can't the Mecha say to the Kena, Mazloch, go, it was your muzzle that caused it? So everyone was talking about a nusin that took it away, not somebody saying that they never had the right to sell it. Rather, somebody who came along and took away the land, the Mecha can say to the Kena, when was it taken away? After your kingdom. Right, it was your loss, it wasn't my loss. Your muzzle caused it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, anything not clear in Tosis? Yeah, the Gemara was saying like this. In a case when there was Oyrin, if there was no Hirsik Bo, what's the din? If Mishalo Hirsik Bo, both of them come back. Everyone came back. Even without Christ. Even somebody bought without Christ. Both if a person bought with a Christ or a person bought without a Christ. Right? And all types of Koinim can back out. That's the Mishalo Hirsik Bo. Mishalo Hirsik Bo, what's the din? Who can't back out?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have a price. The person with a price can back out. For places, every time that onus.
So the Bob said it with a seed, even when there's a price.
What's even a price? I didn't say there was even with a price. So if Loy Hirsigbo, a seeking, yeah, Loy Hirsigbo. The coin hasn't been machzik bo, then both, whether there is a price or there isn't a price, he can back out. Even without a price, he can back out. If he was machzik bo, then only with a price, he can back out. And then the Gemara says, even that not. But that's what the Gemara thought. Only with a price, he can back out. Frank says, what does a sikin mean? A sikin sounds like a notion of oinsin. That cannot be that shab. The Oinsim came along and took away the land. So they said, no. And after proper Hirsigbo, he did a proper Hirsigbo, so it's yours. So if something happens subsequently, that's your buyer. It's not the Mecha's buyer, it's your buyer. That's your buyer, it's Mazloch Goyim. Rather, the Pshat not seeking, the Pshat is Oyin. Oyin meaning that he never had the right to sell it. If he never had the right to sell it, he can't say Mazloch Goyim. You never had the right to sell it, it wasn't yours to sell. Therefore, I can back it. If it was with a price, then even after Hirsigbo, I can back off. That's from the first lottery model. Because I can say it was never yours to sell. I don't know for sure it wasn't yours to sell, but people are saying it wasn't yours to sell. Included in a price is the ability to back off once these rumors start playing out. Okay. But Mishnah Hirsigbo. Then we said if it was without a price, you can't back off. What does Hirsigbo mean? What does Hirsig mean? Mishirsig, what do the words mean? What does Hirsigbo? The Gemara is now going to say what exactly is Chazaka. He dies Shamitze, he walks on the borders. What is going on? What is this Chazok? It's not the standard Chazok. Normal standard Chazok was. It's normal Chazok. No, Galavot. That's not this. So let's see. So it's Pair Kamat Bamitzia, Pair Shashi. Aval, you seen Toysis? Aval Pish, Aloyim Nosa Mois. Aval Gab, quite right. Aval Gab, Aloyim Nosa Mois. Even though he had not given the Kohen and the Patriots. The Kark and Nicknes, the Chazok, the Kark is paid with Chazok. So even though he had the Patriots, he cannot back out. Why? Because then the Kark and Nicknes with Chazok. That's what Rashi then obviously expects. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. Why are you the Chazoker? Karkenik is the Chazoker. To come to Rashi, this Chazoker which Gemara is talking about is a type of Kenyan. Kenyan Chazoker. What Chazoker? Ta'ish Bar Mitzvah. The new type of Chazoker, never heard of it before. We had the Goda, Noah, the Polats, a new one walking along the borders. That's how Rashi is learning about Mitzvah. Pektosis, that's very difficult. Mekoshe, am I knocking Chazoka? Yosef, Mekes Vishtar. Why we say Mishahich Sikboi in Yochel Aksoi? To my Chazoka. Because we said, if you did the Kinyan Shtar the same, why focus on the Chazoka? Once you did a Kinyan, you can't be Chayza. Who cares what the Kinyan is? Once you did a Kinyan, you can't be Chayza. Kinyan of Kesem, Ushtar, Chazoka. Why in the Gemara is the Gemara focusing on Chazoka? If the point is that once the Kenyan happened, the person who bought it can't back off, so say that. Whatever the Kenyan is, you have a Kenyan, have a Shtar, Kenyan Kesef, Kenyan Chazoke. Why is the Gemara focusing Dafka on the Chazok? That's question number one. Question number two. My Kaboy Me'imis Hava Chazoke. Why is the Gemara asking what exactly is a Chazok? Mas nisin he, it's a Mishnah Baba Basa, Bebeches Abatim, Noal, Porat, Vegoda. It's a Mishnah. Noal, Vegoda, that's a Chazok. It's a Mishnah, Zigbo. Hey, New York, and Achzaboy. We know what Chazok means. Everyone's a Mishnah. So why ask me what's a Chazok? And only that, you don't even answer what the Mishnah says. That's question number two of Tosis. Right, you're making notes on many questions. Oh. Question number one is, why the cloud focus on what Kenyan? Question number two is, that, why are you asking me what the Chazok is? The Oid. And question number three, the Daish Amitze, Mashma, Dris Abalme. It doesn't even sound like a Chazok. Did I?
Yes.
No.
The Almighty by Hafat's name shall be.
Oh, quite right. Right? Thank you very much. Right. Question number three. Michael Boy Ochatmei, Mishal Dukhtim. Why are you asking it here more than anywhere else? That loads of places in Shas talks about Chazok. We never say, what is a Chazok? Why? Because we know the mission. Why here, being, do we suddenly ask it more than we're asking any other place in Shas? And question number four. Void the Daesh Amitre, Mashmad Risabah. Daesh Amitre doesn't even sound like a Chazokim. It just sounds like walking on the borders. Shahoyah Sobiv Ha Mitzim. So it's not a Mitzvah. Mitzim is the borders. Mitzah. Yeah, no. You're walking around the side of the border. So what says this fourth Kasha? It's not even a Noel. God our parts. It's near none of them. It's just walking on the borders. How can that be a Kinyan Chazoker? The Mishnah Babas says clearly, a Kinyan Chazoker, you're doing something to the field. You're making it more protected or more open. You're doing something which shows your bias. No, Porat, Goda, something. He's not even doing that. He's just walking around the site. Why should that be called a Chazoker? It's not Kinyan Chazoker.
Yeah.
It's not one of those that are mentioned in the Mishnah.
Huh?
Not one of those mentioned in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Mishnah tells you about that. No, the Parat Goda. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, right?
What is the
Baal? There's a Mishnah. Tell me, what's the pshat for this Mishnah? No, I'll pause it. Why is that Kinyan
Tavor?
What's the Kinyan Tavor? Why are those Kinyan Tavor?
The Baal was allowing this person to truly acquire this land.
Why was that showing that he was really winning? Because those are acts that Baal
Bakhtu. If he sees somebody digging in his field, just and he doesn't want to buy it, so what are you digging on our field for?
Why will he speak up? The guy is flying over the field. He works. If he's digging up, those are activities of bias. Those are acts of bias. No, God's got all acts of bias. Walking around the borders, not.
Huh?
Why is it an act of bias? Every person can sightsee. Why is it show an act of bias? Why not? Why is it an act of violence? Anyway, you see, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah podcast, and that's the reason why. Because it's not an act of violence. So why here, all of a sudden, is that called chazaka? If it means the kinyan chazaka, it doesn't make sense. Truth is, the Rashbam learns a different pshat in what Daesh HaMitzri means. That's what today's coming up. Okay. Rashbam learns Daesh HaMitzri means he built up the borders. He made around the sides some type of hill. That's what Daesh HaMitzri means. In my Gemara brings it. We're not talking that he went there. Elabag Boas HaMitzri. He picked up the border, the Tosh HaKarka, the Sakin is HaMitzri. He pressed down the ground around the side to make the border a better border. And then it's not the Gola. So Gunnar Shbam, that Kasakasha is the proper Kinya Chazoke. Because Noah made the fence around you, paid the border. But those that here understood Daesh means walking. Right, Bidiyuk.
You have two sources now.
And that is not a Kinya Chazoke. Okay, it's Chaval the Mishnah. Forgot about that one. So this is the Namoya speaking.
It's
not Tanim. It's not Tanim. It's a bias speaking. Yeah, very good. That's the question. Bias comes up with something which the Mishnah never mentioned. And if it's Kinyan Chazaka, Mishnah should have done. And this is saying it's Bechlan not and Maisel Bias. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. So what's pshat in Nigmas?
What's the one that said about building the mouse?
That's Rashbam's pshat in
Nigmas. How does he answer why I wasn't measured to
do no, very good. That it is.
Yeah.
That's not Gola. Daesh HaMitzri means I'm building up the wall around it. That's Gola.
You
do. That's what Nigmas saying. Okay, that's the one of the other questions of the thesis. Nachon. Nachon, those are small questions. One of the questions Rashbam's answer. The other three not. That's one of the questions I should ask. Let's be mistaken the four questions, please. Number one is, why focus on Chazaka? Focus on any Kinyan. Number two is, what we don't know what Chazaka is, it's a Mishnah. Number three is, why you're asking him more than anyone else? And number four is not even a Chazaka. It's not walking around. So being the fourth question, Rashbam's answer. But we've still got the other three. And according to Tosafot, we've got all four questions. Says Tosafos Teretz, Menira the Farish, not like Rush. The Marish Konoi Bekinyan Gomo Becha. He did a proper Kinyan, either Bechalipin, Oy Bishtar, Oy Bechazoka, Oy Rofak Bapult. He did a proper Kinyan. He turned over the earth somewhat.
A little bit?
Yeah. V'daitoi shel Adam. Oh, and here's a chiddush. Yossi already mentioned this. Is he said in Chazokis that what exactly is kinyonim? Kinyonim is what exactly is a kinyon? Kinyon is gemira stas. The famous father of Chaznish who spoke out at this point. All the kinyonim of the Chazal discuss is basically gemira stas, way of gemira stas. But that's what we need. Kinyan means Gemir's Das. The Tosha says that Daiti Shel Odom Afal Pishe Kone Kinyan Gomo, even though he did a proper Kinyan, in Yotsoi Oirin Yoche Lachse Boi Kol Zman Shelei Holach Amitzre HaSode Ve'olkoi The das of a person is when you do a kinyan, the kinyan is not final. The kinyan is not final until I've gone and checked out this field, this house. Once I've checked out this house, then the kinyan's fine. Because when I haven't checked it out, I've done a kinyan, but I haven't looked around the borders to see if everything's okay, then the kinyan has not yet been finalized. What's enough a minute? I can back off if there are early. That's Daitu Shal Odom.
Because we can't, one of the things that we missed us, we as witnesses have to be able to see what's in your mind.
Listen,
we don't see
everyone's, this isn't everyone's mind. This isn't everyone's mind. Not Daitu Shal, this Odom. Daitu Shal Odom. Every person who does the opinion in their mind is the skin is not finalized until I've checked the borders.
Why do you dig in first? Go first check out. Then you dig in.
That doesn't make a difference. Since the Daitu Shal Odom, that is the das of Odom to do that. That although I've done a kinyan, it's not finalized until I've done that.
Is that what it said in the previous Mishnah?
So the previous Mishnah talked which one? The Babasa.
Yeah.
The previous Mishnah was saying about what's the kinyan, and that's the kinyan that you did, and that kinyan is mikli toli until the guys will.
And you didn't discuss it there.
No, of course that's not.
That's right. No, it's not going to discuss it over there. It's not going to discuss it over there.
Daitu Shal Odom, Ava Pishakonim, Bikinyan Gomo, which is what the Mishnah was talking about, the Kinyonim. Ava Pishakonim, Bikinyan Gomo, Im Yoto, Im Yochalaksaboy, why? Because the man, Shane Holach, Amitzi Sode, the old God, the old God, the old God, the old God, the old that is what this means. The Daish Amitzi is not Kinyan Chazoke. It's walking around, which finalizes another Kinyan which happened earlier. Okay.
Just like I'm saying when we hear discussing a different aspect of the Kinyan.
Different Kinyan, not aspect, a different Kinyan. We discussed the Kinyan in the Mishnah is. And now Abai tells you what the das of a person is when doing that kinyan. When doing that kinyan, I'm doing a kinyan, it's on hold until I've checked out the deal. Once I've checked it out, then the kinyan is chal lechalutin. Meaning I can't back
up. The heart itself is using lashon chazaka.
Yeah.
So we have
to. Right. That's why the Gemara is saying chazaka. We're not talking about kinyan chazaka. We're talking about substantiating the kinyan that was done. When you did this ichzik bo, meaning you did this act, which now will substantiate and put in effect the kinyan that you did earlier, then you can't be chayza any. Says Tosfos, it's good, Yossi, yeah?
Yeah,
it's Givaldi, no? Why not? Right. The walking around the deer to check that everything is exactly right, that's what finalizes it.
Why can we say that with regards to backing the opposite of the required minimum?
Obviously.
We're not talking about
once you've done a proper kidney, you can't back it.
Because it hasn't really required it.
Why?
So you
want to say different tests other than what Tosfos said? I don't mind, but let's just read what Tosfos said. Demari, Chikore, Bikinian, Gomel.
Yeah.
The Chalipin, Shtar, Chazok. A proper Kinyan. There was a proper Kinyan. As long as he hasn't walked around, that proper Kinyan hasn't taken a hold to the extent they can't back off in event of Oyun. Right?
Yeah.
It is before they can't stump back out. But if there was Oren, he can back out as long as he hasn't walked around the field. Why? Because as long as he hasn't walked around, that Kinyan, which was Kinyan Gomo, hasn't yet taken hold.
It's not Gomo.
Fully.
You're saying he did both. Marshall is the additional elements here. If he only walked around and didn't do a Kinyan,
nothing.
That's not the ball.
Nothing.
So that's not a kid. That's first, then the
kid.
But if you walk around, you also have
not kid. No, not anything. Then
nothing. You get back out. You get back out.
You get back
and
out.
You build up a fence.
You get back out. I'm
going to police. I did a fence. Right. So it's mine. Everyone thinks it's his. All of a sudden, he wants it back out. He sends two people to make a claim that it's theirs. And it's theirs. It's an easy shaker to get out.
Right. That's what he did, right? The guy really wanted to be shark. He would have done the kitty in the first place, right? But no.
It's too easy.
Okay. To see now. That's what the missing one is.
The office property, then he could turn around and take loans, and people will think that he owns that property.
That's evident.
No, but if he never did his walk around.
Right, then he
could. Then
if Owen would come and say that he stole him, then he could do a whole trip. Yeah, in that one.
What's the genius man,
you guys think? But Belay Nosan Vais Ay says, those are talking about a case where he hasn't paid up. That point agrees with Rashi. Rashi also said he didn't pay. The Nekudas Machlokes between Rashi and Tosis is not about what he paid. Rashi says he didn't pay, Tosis says he didn't pay. They both agree on that. The Nekudas Machlokes, the point that they're arguing about is regarding what the Isik Bar was. Rashi says it was a Kinyan Chazoke. And Tosis is saying it's not a Kinyan Chazoke. The Kinyan Chazoke happened already.
It's more than
it is a proper Kinyan.
Yeah.
Right. Obeloi Nosan. Moisai. We're talking about a case where he hasn't paid it. D. Venosan Moisai, if he already paid, I feel about Christ. Even if he had a Christ, a Mayoka Maxaboy, Meshir Zigbo, why should he be able to be Chayza? He had a proper kin in him. He did kin him of Karka, and he also paid up.
Did he write
that? Yeah.
What is that?
We're going to Malach Tesis. That you did a proper Kenyan with Kesef Shah, Chazaka, not Kesef. Please don't mind a second. You did a proper Kenyan, yeah? Okay, let him be with Kesef in a second. But Tosis is talking about Kate, so like the Marvel's talking about, he did a proper Kenyan, and he will drown, and yet you can still back off. So Tosis, be shame if he hasn't paid up yet. So I can understand why he can back off if there was a Christ. Maybe he's already paid up. What, forever he can back up? He's paying now. He's all grounded. And now people are saying it's stolen. It's yours. You've done everything. You've paid everything. It's yours. Maybe this you can back up from him. Be sure if he hasn't paid up, then even though he did the proper Kenyan and he walked grounded, he can back up. Why? Because he can say, listen, I owe you the money. I don't want to pay them the money. Because they're saying it was stolen.
He didn't walk around.
No, Misha Hirsikbo. What's the Gemara says? The Gemara says, if no Hirsikbo, what's the din?
Back out.
Who can back out?
The choir.
Which require choir? A Christ, no Christ?
It's not both.
Both. Not Misha Hirsikbo, then what?
Only
a Christ. Somebody with a Christ can back out. That means, although he did a Kenyan and walked around, it's taken effect. Somebody comes along and says, oh, I'm stolen, stolen property. He can back out. So Stacey says, I can understand that if he hasn't paid yet. So why should I have to pay if people are rumoring that he didn't have a right to sell it? If he paid it, he's done all the Kenyan, he's paid it. He did a Kenyan of Kesef and he walked around it. Just because somebody's rumoring a stolen ground, stolen property, is not a reason they've got a right to demand his money back. Be ashamed to say that I'm not for you to pay up. Say that, you can hear that.
Yeah,
you're not forced me to pay if people are saying it's stolen. If it's with a Christ, if it's without a Christ, too bad, you do have to. If it's with a Christ, then you can hear him say that. I don't need to pay money on the third that people are saying it's stolen. Once you've already paid up, what? You can back out and you want your money back for the rumors. Right? It's yours. You bought it. You paid for it. It's yours. So people say it's rumors, I can deal with them. You have to deal with it. What can we do? If I met, they bring a shah. Okay, you'll have to pay. I'll have to pay for it. That's what they say. But no, not some noise. I. Deep and not some noise. I. If you're talking about that he paid the money already, I feel about Christ, Nami, even if it's with a Christ. And he walked around. Why could he retract Mishir Zigbo after he'd already walked around? Well, forever and ever you can back up. Somebody bought land 50 years ago. And now, 50 years later, people are saying it's stolen property. Well, you can demand the money back now because people are talking. Okay? No? One now.
Question one. Yes, if in this case, yes, if in this case,
if you would do cases, it would be better.
Yes, on its own.
We can't.
Yes, so why is Rabbi saying that he also has been done? Yes, I don't.
Yeah, may I pose? May I pose?
Really, it is saying he won't get on sale. He did it as well, and he paid.
No, not wrong. If I said that, it's a mistake. Yes, if it's all.
Yes, it's sufficient. That's what those are saying. If you pay, even without any other one, it's not sufficient. It's not a deal. So that's this problem.
And?
And
he does need to walk through it. Why should he be able to back up?
What?
Tosa said, why should he be able to back up?
Yeah, because he's being critiqued by a
person. No. The even of somebody is Aryan. I feel about Christ, Nami, and my Yoko Laksaboy, Misha Hirsik the ball.
With the money?
No. Misha Hirsik was around for the money.
Why do you say that?
Because if he had
the money. You can't even say
it's Yossi, Yossi, don't say that. In the Gemara, Misha Hirsik the ball, actually, Hirsik the ball, we're talking about a case where he did a proper Kenyan Chazaka before. And yet we're using a lotion of Shaloy Hirsigbo or Hirsigbo. Because it's the next stage. You did the proper Kinyan Chazaki. You did the proper Kinyan Chazaki. But if you didn't Hirsigbo, you didn't walk around, then you can back up.
That's what
if you did walk up,
that's what we're going to cash.
That's actually without
cash. No room to walk around.
How do you know that?
I think it's
no, you don't.
Folks, what's that? I thought I'm reading folks, I'm sorry.
Okay.
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that. He does. I'm sorry. I think that's it. I think he said. Who says you can? What does it mean? Amai yopa lachzeboy mishehir sigbo. What do those words mean?
Why should he be able to?
Because the Mishir is the God.
Once he has done the Zaka, which is.
Who said he can? Who said he can?
He cash.
Who said he can? Because. Amai Yopalak.
Why can't
he? Because
he made money. No needs to move anymore.
Taisin is going on the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishir is the God. Yopalak is the God. Taisin said if he paid money, it wouldn't make sense to align. If he paid off, why could he back off when he paid when he did that chazaka of walking around? He's walked around, he's paid for it, so he's going to it. Oh, but the other chazaka he hasn't paid for yet, so he could say, I'm not going to pay yet because people are saying things. Things are stolen property. You can't force me to pay up on something which is stolen property. But if he did a kinyan of kesef and he walked around to cementify that kinyan, so it's his, then he's paid up already. What? You can start demanding your money back because of
the promise. So if he paid and he had to walk around, he's back up.
Yes. This is 100%. But below you, not somewhere it's high. The E, Nazan, Moritz, Ari, Afil, Barakai, Nami, Amai, Yoko, Lapse, Boy, Mishir, Sigmo. What are you saying those words, Mishir, Sigmo? Amai, Yoko, Lapse, Boy. What's those words, Mishir, Sigmo? If it's going on, Kini Kess, we just said, you gave money.
Oh,
Amai, Yoko, Lapse, Boy.
You can say, so it's a real way to do that. That once he's done any other chazaka cases that we just discussed, and he's paid, doesn't have to walk around. Once he's done the chazaka that we just discussed, and he's also paid cash, no more retracting, he does not have to walk around.
No. The lashon of the Tosafot is exactly the same lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says hirsigbo means walk around, and there's no reason why Tosafot should have chosen such an unfortunate expression. Which the Gemara said, why is Chazaka? The Gemara speaks out. Mishir, the same words as the Gemara. Right? Mission Yitzhak Nothing.
Not
the way you phrase it. You're kind of handicapped. When I told you that in the first place, let me just say one line and then you can argue on this. But you're coming with a big handicap on this point. Right? We learned about halacha. He did a kinyan of proper chazak kinyan gomel. And it still doesn't take effect until he walked around. You were mamish, no way, can't be. Okay, you had to accept it. So now you're just progressing with what you unfortunately had to accept. Okay, because I'm not. I'm telling you, you're making a mistake in the first place. When we saw our lock here, that even with a proper kinyan, if you don't walk around it, it's not sanctified, you can back off. If it's already you can back off. So those are saying, the same back here, it can't be by guess. The ones who did cement it more grounded, you can back up. But Kozma didn't. There's no difference between Kesav and a kinyan of Chazak. A kinyan of Chazak, you can back off. Kozma, you haven't walked around. Kinyan Kesav also can. Why not? Kozma, I haven't walked around. It's not cementified. Once I did walk around, it was cementified. Then there's no way, just because of a rumor, I can demand my money. We've still got a lot of updates. We're going to have time. We have an imtonah to do. We're going to learn it. And we also want to learn a Rosh together this time, if that's okay with you. Everyone needs a Rosh for next year on Thursday. And please try and go through it. I'll tell you which Rosh. Siman. Okay, until Rav Hun.
What should
we
do then?
No. That's new Gemara.
Do
the
Tosas again?
Do Tosas again. Finish off Tosas. And the Rosh, Ikadomi, until Rav Hun. Rabbanus next Gemara that you can pay up Kesef or Meetup, and yes, we'll go back to the Sugar of Meetup. Okay. I'll see you in Yatsum on Thursday morning. Everyone should fast well, an easy fast. Should feel well. You should be there to service. Yeah.